If it's new now or next in cannabis, you'll find it on the Cannabis Today podcast. My name is Steve Blank, and no, that's not an alias. Cannabis Today delivers cannabis industry, community, culture, and news media. To find more of the Cannabis Today content most relevant to you, visit canna-today.com and filter content by categories like topics, hosts, locations, and more. To support the podcast, visit cannapatrons.com. To learn more about advertising, sponsorship, and other strategic partnership opportunities, contact us today. On this edition of the Cannabis Today podcast, I'm joined by Eric Knight, Chief Operating Officer of Anusha Holding Group. Anusha, through its revolutionary patented and trademark technology platform, Renusha, has announced a signed letter of intent with SPI Pharma to develop and license a precision dosing, tasteless, fast-acting formulation for all-natural API, active phytocannabinoid ingredients. And now, Eric Knight from the show floor of the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition in New York City.
But okay. I'll jump right in and try to keep as little of your time as possible. Let's jump right in and begin by giving you an opportunity to introduce yourself whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm Eric Knight. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Anusha Holding Group, and we're a diversified global life science corporation. We have three areas of focus, which is health and wellness, agroscience, and biotechnology.
Okay, awesome. And where are you based out of?
I'm based in Southern California. I have partners in Michigan and New York, and okay. We've got some global partners in Europe and the Caribbean.
And you said you've been in the space since 2013?
Yeah, I've been in the cannabis world since kind of the end of late 2013, just right before adult use kicked in Colorado, kind of fell backwards into the industry.
Sure. What are a few of the standout evolutions, developments that you think you've experienced, be it with regard to the products themselves, the industry around it, the culture, the community? What are the?
Yeah, it's a super. You know, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I would say that this industry is like entrepreneurship on steroids, but it's super exciting. With just seeing the technology progression kind of across the board is interesting. But more to your question, the first my first job was bag man for a dispensary, so to speak, right? It was managing the money, dealing with banking, and dealing with the shuffling of bank accounts and just trying to figure out how to run and operate a business that was.
That was your introductory role?
That was kind of my introductory role. Yeah, it was. My background is more in strategy and operations and manufacturing, kind of with a twist of technology and science. But my entree into the industry was about seeing dispensaries and operations go from 2, 3, 5 people to 30 to 50 people overnight. So, which is, that's a challenge in and of itself, but then you overlay the complexities of the industry around with regulations and uncertainty and then the banking issues that everyone was dealing with. To some extent people are still dealing with, but more so back in, 2013, 2014, it was quite a different animal.
Right. What is your take on the, were you here yesterday, first of all?
I was, yeah.
Cool. And New York CWCB Expo, is this your first?
Or this is my first, yeah.
Cool. What do you think so far? What's your experience been like?
I think the guys and gals at Leading Edge really do a good job here, and this is I'm impressed with what they've put on. These things are hard to organize logistically, right? And so they're doing a good job. And
absolutely.
There's a lot of great people here, and a lot of it's just a great business to business forum.
For sure. Let's for those who aren't already familiar, let's deep dive Anusha.
Yeah, Anusha. Well, we were here today, introducing Bruce Linton's conversation about the current state of the industry to really make an announcement around one of our flagship products. It's really more of a technology platform called Renusha. We announced today that we have signed a letter of intent for a global exclusive agreement with SPI Pharma, SBI Pharma is a global leader in kind of delivery technologies, excipient technologies.
Okay.
And so we're partnering with them to develop delivery platform for all phytocannabinoids, which is really exciting because it's an orally dissolvable tablet, so it's more of a formulation again that right now phase one is CBD, but it's something that will work with all phytocannabinoids. And as you know, we understand more about the plant and kind of how it can be used to treat various health indications in the future, and as the science kind of catches up to the industry from more of a biotech perspective, we have a great product platform that we're super excited about.
Awesome. Where website, social media handles for those who aren't already familiar, where can we learn more, get in touch?
Yeah, right now you can go to renusha.com. It's renewsha.com. Renusha.com.
Cool. Tell me more about the your evolution in through the industry from that, you know, the bag money man story. Maybe even if we could take a step before that, you know, what how do I say that? You know, some boys are like, I'm gonna be a fireman when I grow up, and they're a fireman, and some guys are like addicted to the lemonade stands and trading the baseball cards, and they grow up to be the founders and the CEOs and the investors and some type. So
my background going way back to college was mechanical engineering, and I just like to build things. So that leads me into kind of why I think entrepreneurship and starting companies has really been exciting and something I've really done since graduating from Harvard Business School is, you know, just it's all about their creating, developing, building companies. But prior to cannabis, I was in renewable energy for about 10, 12 years and started on the finance side and kind of moved. Shit, was never really that excited about being in the finance space. I'm more of an operator. Again, I kind of like to roll up my sleeves and execute and actually make things happen and be, you know, hands-on. So that over the years transitioned more to getting into early stage ventures around biofuels and solar technologies.
Okay.
And it was an interesting kind of leap into cannabis just because I drew a lot from this highly regulated David versus Goliath market, which was renewable energy. And there's a lot of parallels with cannabis.
Sure.
Cannabis is much more exciting in a lot of ways. And it, you know, you could argue that the industry existed prior, you know, prior to legalization. So there was one key difference, but in terms of navigating a very complex, highly regulated business, is not easy. And, you know, cannabis is in a class of its own in terms of, hey, I've grew up in this industry in the early stages of adult use in Colorado, you know, dealing with, you know, packaging, label, regulatory changes where you get, you know, 30 days to, you know, make a major operational product change.
Right.
And, you know, just you got to be agile. And but it's, you know, I say that instead of complaining about some of the early difficulties in the industry, I just said it's never boring and it's always exciting.
The glass is half full in Eric's kitchen. Yeah. So a Harvard grad with a renewable energy background transitions into cannabis startups and a cannabis entrepreneurship.
Yeah. So I kind of got my feet wet in with a dispensary group, Silver Peak in Aspen, Colorado, and, worked with them for about a year and then, really wanted to get more into the wholesale kind of manufacturing side of things. So I was the chief operating officer for Sweetgrass Kitchen for it's like from 2015 to 2018, about 3.5 years.
Nice.
And it was interesting because, again, where I find myself today with Anusha, which is, again, more of a we're positioned more as a life science company. So it's the focus is technology, you know, kind of innovation and understanding the benefits of the plant. Understanding how the phytocannabinoids really work and why they work. It's the best application for the treatment of various ailments or, you know, indications for people. So I'm a firm believer in the social party side of the industry, but from a business perspective, I'm much more interested in the science, technology, and the health and wellness of it. So that's really what we're focused on. But my time at Sweetgrass Kitchen, really what I was thinking about on a day-to-day basis was, again, you know, our number one priority was all about the consistency and trust of an edible product. And again, this early days of the edible business, people didn't know what activation of THC molecule was, and they're making edibles. And so, you know, you can see it in some of the testing that was done going back 5 years where, you know, there was companies that were, you know, where when the Denver Post or the Cannabist would do a blind study, they'd be like, they don't have hardly any THC in their right. products. It was just a lack of understanding or capabilities of activating the molecule so you'd get the desired effect. So very early on with Sweetgrass Kitchen, it was all about understanding delivery methods, consistency, dosing, and really, again, focusing on more of a more, you know, thinking about things more scientifically and you know, just best practices. And the industry was, you know, forget about the efficacy of and quality of products. I mean, the industry was going through a crazy expansion period, so just bringing in professional business practices was also something that was really cool to be a part of. You know, just a lot of entrepreneurs, just crazy times. And you know, today, you know, you look at the show today, it's this industry has really come a long way in terms of its, you know, where it's going and kind of how it's viewed from people like our parents or our grandparents, and it's taken seriously. And you know, that's a testament to all the hard work, I think, that everyone's put in that's been involved in this business for as long as I have, and many people for much longer than I have been in.
Absolutely. Well said. To segue to the moms and the dads and the grandmoms, and to tack on to that, colleagues and classmates, obviously being less interested in the social aspect and more in the science, did your friends and family and colleagues and sphere have an immediate appreciation for that, or what was the transition like?
Well, I'll say that my friends from college and business school were not surprised that I found my way into the industry. I don't know of another Harvard Business School grad that was in the business before me. There's a handful that I had met early on, and there I'm sure there's somebody who might have jumped in before me, but was an early adopter. But parents, they've surprised. I thought my mom, if anyone, would be less excited about it, but it's actually something that I think, being involved in the industry, I probably get my curiosity and my desire for understanding how things work and kind of that engineer, logical, you know, the logic that I apply to everything I do in my professional life, I think I get from my mom. So by being in this industry, it's really been interesting to see how it's caused her to really learn about it more and understand it. And she's now the one who sends me all the articles and links and news clippings about the random going-ons of legalization and technology development within the industry. So it's kind of cool. But yeah, I I haven't really had to deal with so much with the maybe some of the stigma from friends and family.
Sure.
But I've worked with a lot of people who have, and it's, again, it's, you know, going back again 5-6 years, working with professional services like, you know, attorneys and CPAs that were, they want, it's like they wanted to be involved in the industry, but it was too soon. And the stigma, whether it was colleagues or family, was a real issue for people. Luckily, I didn't have to deal with that. I thought it was the coolest thing to get involved with. And it was interesting. I came from California, to Colorado in 2013, and I never for a minute saw it as an industry opportunity at that point in time, until all of a sudden it was like, wait a second, this really is.
And at what point was that again?
It was end of 2013.
Like 13, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, particularly here or within this platform, I'm finding a space around, how do I say that, some individuals or brands win by being the cheapest. Some win by being the superior product. Others win by potentially having a less superior and more expensive product, but the customer experience, or in other words, who you're working with, can absolutely be the difference maker. And I take great pride in this platform really giving folks like yourself an opportunity to let the rest of the world know who it is they're working with as well. So I give you that context to say, kind of tangent it off and definitely tried to get to know more about you and your story, but please remind everybody why we're here today with Renusha on behalf, yeah, and regarding Renusha.
Well, again, we're super excited about Renusha as a technology platform that is superior and unique in many ways, but it's an orally dissolvable technology which provides for rapid absorption. There's, again, with our partner, with our partnership with SPI Pharma, we're really licensing their patented technology, again, developed for the pharmaceutical world, and now incorporating phytocannabinoids into that platform. As many people understand, sublingual absorption has a lot of benefits over typical ingestion and even smoking in terms of, again, the absorption itself is, you know, 5-6 times what it is if you were to ingest or, you know, eat a product. So it comes down to cost. It's a quality. It's consistent. It's convenient. It's quality. It's cost effective, and, you know, in that way, it's superior. Again, for, you know, certainly for people who are truly treating conditions. And again, you know, we're in this weird phase of the industry where we can't really talk about, nor I think should we necessarily talk about exactly what this plant can do for people from a medical perspective. Anecdotally, people can decide for themselves. Anecdotally, there's a lot of benefits. The science needs to catch up in terms of being able to say, you know, Bruce talked about this in his keynote conversation today. We need to understand the dosing, why you take something, when you take something, and there's a lot of things that need to happen in order to really treat medical conditions. But that's the direction that we're trying to take this product. It's the direction we want to go with this product. So it's super exciting.
Absolutely. See, there you go. With those words, we were able to absolutely differentiate through price, yeah, through superior product, and I absolutely wanted to give a small window into Eric Knight, you know, yeah, the who, one of the many, yeah, who behind, yeah, the big picture.
Yeah. And there'll be a lot of more interesting products and developments to come from Renusha, the company, which, again, we're less focused on the company today as opposed to our proprietary technology portfolio, which which Renusha is a small piece of. So well, maybe we can talk again.
Of course, absolutely.
Know, in the near future as we kind of make some more announcements around some of our other technologies and products.
Of course, yeah. It sounds like the commitment is to creating value, and in the few moments we've shared together, I know that that's absolutely something also we share. Anything we would be remiss to not have touched on in this platform today?
I'm sure. I can't
yeah,
think
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, right. No, our heads are spinning. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you too long. Yeah. Do you have a card with you?
I do, yes.
I'd be happy to exchange with you, do some follow-ups as things develop. Yeah. I can also use that to make sure that I get you all of the content surrounding this. It won't, just live and die on iTunes one time. We'll transpose to video and audio.
I'm going to listen to a podcast now.
There you go. At least one episode of one podcast.
No, well, I'll listen. You've got me hooked on your show, so I've got to listen to more to myself. I really don't want to hear myself talk. I'll listen to you can tell me what archives or upcoming guests that you think I should listen to. I'll listen to them before myself.
All right.
I was there. Yeah, I was there.
What are you excited looking forward to with regard to the rest of the weekend here at CWCB, be it an workshop, an exhibitor?
Yeah, I'm just, there's a lot of people that I'm interested in meeting. It was great to actually meet Bruce in person and have a chance to talk with him. It was interesting cuz we're just hitting the ground running. There's been years of development and business development activities behind it, but we're still in early life cycle of our growth. And it was interesting to hear Bruce and kind of it's a lot of commonalities with what he's talking about and what we're talking about. So there's a handful of people that I think we're kind of aligned in our vision for the future of this business that I'd like to have some more conversations with. Maybe they'll happen on the yacht later tonight.
Absolutely. Are you going?
I'm going.
Cool,
yeah,
right
I'm
on. Well, we'll see you there.
Yeah, well, you
one more time before I let you go, if you would, drop social media handles, website, where can we learn more, get in touch?
Yeah, check out Renusha.com, RENEWSHA.com for some more information on our product. It's just making a splash with it. It's just getting going right now, so we're super excited about it. We've got a lot of great feedback so far, and people are very excited about what it can do for them. So
awesome. Thank you very much. Eric Knight, live from the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition here at the Javits Center in New York City. Thanks again.
Thanks, Steve.
As always, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast.